The world is in peril. It's chaos everywhere. We're not covering any of it because we're too stupid.
You're black, right?
Right.
Allegedly.
Robert Paul Champagne.
All it takes for rappers to join pickleball is for Michael Jordan to make some Jordans for pickleball.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
You sound like every gay in Manhattan.
I feel gay.
But try it out.
Are washcloths for the pores?
How much is it going to hurt again?
What's going on? Ever heard of the Pulitzer Prize? We sure haven't. Go to YMHStudios.com to get your tickets right now. Guys, it is on. We have added a show at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on Friday, February 9th at 9 p.m. Bert Kreischer and I, we're tearing it up. We have a show Saturday. That show is rolling, so we added a Friday show.
We got so many texts from athletes and MMA fighters saying they couldn't make Saturday. We're like, you know what? Let's do another night. Pre-sale tickets are live today, 7 a.m. Pacific Coast time. Use the code BEARS.
And the on sale will begin December 15th at 10 a.m. Get this your tickets right now.
You are not going to miss this. Tom and I never get to go out and perform together. We are both going to be going up, banging it out, and it's going to be a party.
BurtBurtBurt.com, TomSegura.com. Get your tickets right now.
Get the bear cave a little fatter again. You've even abandoned us. You're a daywalker right now. You're Blade.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We're back, and great news. Bert is getting a transplant and a transfusion. Both.
Really?
Yeah, blood and bone marrow. As they said, it helps like with... He's got diabetes. He had renal failure.
Yes.
You know, he's got some fluid in the brain, but all that stuff is going to be taken care of, hopefully. Shout out to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
They flew him out there.
So they have the best. He's like, I want the best.
Yeah.
He's like, I tour on a high level. I want the best.
I love that.
Sitting in for him across the great Stavros, everybody.
Hello,
sexy Stavros.
How
is
we doing?
Here.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just so in case anybody doesn't know, your new special, Fat Rascal, is out right now.
Right now.
On Netflix.
On the big N.
The big N-word.
On the N-bomb.
I've never heard anybody call Netflix that.
I have to give credit to Mark Normand. He said it on my pod, and I loved it so
That's
much.
That's funny, man.
I've been running with it.
We just saw a clip of a guy, a weatherman, who's like... he's local news
Hell
and he's
yes.
like, it's cold and, you know, it's starting to feel like later October, or dare I say the N word. And they're like, oh, November? Nobody calls November the N word.
morning news
is
awesome.
And the anchor was black. The guy was
That's
like,
so sick.
What?
To hint at that, it's one look here. this is barely anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're filling time while people are picking up their
sure.
their kids, you know, while they're driving to work.
Yeah.
But to be on local news where it's like wholesome and old people yeah. are watching and to hint at a slur,
yeah.
that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Respect to that guy.
Respect. And also to like to try to assign that to the month of November is insane.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you do that, you got to be positive about it.
Yeah.
You can't be like, ugh, I fucking hate November.
The greatest month of all, yeah. the N-word.
yeah. You can't make it seem like, ugh, the N-words.
It's getting cold like the N-word.
It's the N-word of months. You got to say that with an upbeat tone.
There had to have been, like, nothing would have been better than that commercial break, you know, where the producer's like, are you out of your fucking mind?
What are you doing, buddy?
What are you doing, bro?
We're live. Yeah.
When did you think this was a good idea?
Do you think they have, like local news managers? They're like, buddy, we need a viral clip.
Oh,
you need to hint at it.
Can you do something? I don't know, something racial.
Slow. What if, like, maybe slowly start doing more self-tanner until it starts being on the edge of blackface? You know what I mean? Because there's a way that you can walk it up so yeah. slow.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, no one knows you're doing it.
You can't do it out of the gate.
You can't do it out of the gate.
No.
You got to start half shade up.
Yep.
Each, like, every 3 days.
I haven't done it yet. Bert's been doing it a lot, and he did that where he started subtle, and then he showed up once, and I was like, oof.
What's going
He's
on?
He's like,
here?
Yeah, it went darker. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can see that. And then Christina tried it, and it was also very, very subtle.
Yes.
I think you really got to dip your toe. You can't just...
Can't cannonball into
that. Do you spray tan?
No, brother. This is all... This is Mediterranean skin right here.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Do you get nice and dark, though?
Dude, I get awesome.
Yeah.
When I hit the first 3 days in Greece, it's like I'm a new man. Literally, my brother, when we used to come home from... Because we would spend like 6 weeks... in Greece, like the old immigrant, just when not a great vacation. I'm just living with my family.
Yeah.
Like they're in Athens. I was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Essentially the same life. We're playing FIFA. We're playing pickup hoops. We go to the beach maybe three more times when we're in Greece, and we're eating my grandmother's shitty, you know, macaroni. It's not even like, you know, whatever. But my brother would come home and people would start talking to him in Southeast Baltimore. In the middle school he went to, it was mostly Hispanic people, start talking to him in Spanish. Because he's like long hair. He would get dark as shit. My brother's got a little more Turkish blood in him, we think.
That's something I noticed with, I guess I had less exposure as a kid to, you know, Greek people in high numbers.
We got a little, there's like, everyone keeps telling me to go to Tarpon Springs or something.
And there's a bunch there.
There's a bunch there, but Florida is not a...
But when I hear a Greek national speak English, my ear, a lot of times, I just hear Latin root. So I'll be like, they speak Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. You know? We have a little... Yeah, when I tried to pick up Spanish, I quit it, you know, very easily.
Really?
I got it, but I didn't pick it up. But the pronunciation was not hard.
Not
actually,
hard, right.
You can kind of like...
So is your Greek pretty good?
Greek's good, yeah. I'm fluent in Greek.
Oh, that's rad, dude. Yeah. So that was at home all the time.
At home, my dad was one of those immigrants that like... talks about how much he hated America.
That's
you know
cool.
what I mean? Like one of those guys that's like pissed off. He's like, I can't believe I'm fucking here. Like, you know, hated it. My mom, he claims my mom trapped him. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
and
your mom's American?
No, she's Greek
too. She's Greek too. Oh.
Her family moved here in the 70s. And then my mom moved back to Greece because she was like, America's bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Greece, you know? Yeah. And I mean, it's tough to go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and be like, I can't wait to. You're in Greece in the 70s and you're like, wow, Hollywood, New York City. And then you're like, Baltimore. Fresh off White Flight. Fresh off the city. You know, industry is abandoning it.
Yeah.
It's starting to turn to shit.
Yeah.
You know, before the... We're on the upswing now. Baltimore's going up. But and so she moved back. And then they came to America and I was like, let's go visit my family for a year, see what's happening.
Yeah.
And then they just stayed. I went to preschool with an accent. I was
a Greek accent.
Hello,
yeah.
I am Stavros. You know, A, B, C, D. Like, literally. And half the kids in my class were like that.
Really?
When I was growing up, it was like 60% Greek people in my neighborhood.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
you guys lived in a Greek neighborhood.
Greek neighborhood. When my parents moved, I think that's kind of why they stayed. Because this is like the 80s when they moved back. Dude, there was like Greek-speaking theater, like local theater. Like, they would put on productions and like enough people would come to see them and pay for tickets that was like a sustainable cultural event in the neighborhood. It was crazy. It was really interesting. I mean, it's unfortunately kind of like diffused now, but it was cool.
Yeah. I like that you have, I always feel like it's weird when somebody, not that you do this, but some people have like their identity is mm-hmm. their ethnicity.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh, wow. Like, so they're like, you're all about being right. Italian. Like, right, how's your right. Italian? Oh. Like, oh, I don't speak Italian. Like, what the fuck, dude, man?
That's brutal.
That's yeah, step
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those are the worst ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. You don't even know what it's like to be Italian. And it's like, come on, man. You've watched yeah. the same movies I watched.
Yeah, yeah. And they're
it's
good movies.
Not that, they're I like good it. Movies, yeah. but don't speak the language. And my favorite episode of Sopranos is when they go over there.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Paulie is just so disrespected by all the actual Italians.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, they're like, you know, these boorish Americans. They're like,
totally.
This fucking guy wants tomato sauce. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're making, yeah, he asks yeah. for gravy and they're all snickering at him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to take it. It's,
yeah, you ask for Parmesan on your seafood and they're yeah, like, yeah, fucking yeah. animal.
Get the fuck yeah. out of here.
Get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really, because like, if you're American and you just watch those movies,
mm-hmm.
your idea of what Italian is not what Italian is.
Like, right, right, like, right.
That's a movie.
Yes.
That personality, it's an American Italian.
Well, and especially The Godfather, apparently complete bullshit.
Yeah.
Like just not how the mafia worked at all.
Sure.
Like not, that's not what those people are like at all. But the later, you know, Scorsese was real. I mean, he grew up there.
Yeah.
He was really about, you know, reality, verisimilitude and all that kind of shit. And, but, which is cool. And the same thing with The Sopranos, like they were really, but yeah,
yeah.
those people are fucking trash.
They're scumbags,
they're murdering.
Dude. Yeah.
And look, I love, Goodfellas probably my favorite movie. I'm a basic, right. I'm the male version of a basic bitch.
Yeah.
Give that's male pumpkin spice is Goodfellas.
It's the greatest.
I don't give a fuck. It yeah. fucking rules.
Yeah.
But those people are dog shit. Like you should,
yeah.
you should never, and it's so funny to think about like the guys who look up to them, but are also cowards.
Yeah.
It's like aspiring murderers
yeah.
and
yeah.
like
yeah.
the guy who would if he yeah. had the courage. You know what I mean? Like that's what happens yeah. to fucking Italians.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah.
to call you.
Yeah.
But you know, there would be criminals, but
sure.
they're just cowards.
Yeah,
and that's
cowards.
Like
I wish I could be a piece of shit like this
yeah,
guy.
Well, yeah.
yeah.
One day I wish I could give my 19-year-old mistress brain damage when she disrespects my mother's linguine. Unfortunately, I just don't have the heart and I let her get away with it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
I saw a thing with some mob guy, you know, interview,
uh-huh.
Older guy who was like, yeah, when The Godfather came out, we were like, oh, like, this is what we should, like, dress like.
Right,
like,
they changed it, but, yeah.
From that. And then the best are, like, now there's, like, so many
the
docs.
The podcasts are crazy. By the way, mafia guys are now just podcasters.
All of them.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because they all ratted, by the way. You know, yeah, they're like, there's nothing right, worse than a rat. They're all rat.
Right,
you fucking rat. They all fucking snitched.
Right, everyone snitched.
Everyone snitched. That's why they're doing podcasts.
Yeah,
the only
yeah,
one
yeah,
who didn't
yeah,
is Gotti, and he died in
yeah,
prison.
Yeah,
the rest
yeah.
of them just all were like, I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I understand.
I get it. I'd rat in a heartbeat.
But the best are like, there's the FBI guys that, you know,
yes.
were working these cases.
Yeah.
They do all these, like, bio, you know,
mm-hmm,
docs
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love all of them. I've
watched
great. Most of them, yeah.
And there's one dude. God, I wish I knew this guy's name. But he's in a bunch of them. He's like, you don't understand how fucking stupid these guys are. He's like, these guys. He's like, you see them glorified in movies and all this shit.
Yeah.
He goes, listen to the tapes. They have the vocabulary of a fucking third grader.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
don't know shit. They're
right.
dumb. They're
right.
just dumb fucking dogs.
Imagine being so stupid that a cop feels intellectually superior to you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, a beat cop is like
read a
dumb.
Fucking book every once in a while. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry, read the funny pages every once in a while.
But they are, he's right. When you listen to the
yeah.
tapes, the tapes of these guys, like, talking their business, it is
totally,
it's like fucking middle schoolers.
No, I mean, at the heart of it was just pure violence. I
yeah,
mean, that's all
it.
There is to it. It's like, yes, some of them, obviously some of them were like smart, you know, just because the thing is, it's not like, yeah, you talk about organized crime, but the organized crime, it's really just like a multi-level marketing thing.
Yeah.
It's like a pyramid that goes, that's the organization.
Yeah.
And yes, in theory, you're like protected if you're a made guy, but there wasn't like, okay, guys, welcome to being in the mob 102.
No.
Today we learned shaking people down. It was like, hey, you have to go make me $1,000 or I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And there was like, every guy just came up with their own
way to,
like,
do that.
Crime. So
yeah.
it's like, and so some of them were like, you know, I mean, the classics are bookmaking and beating the fuck out of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, when
prostitution,
they, prostitution,
drugs. Yeah.
Drugs. I mean, you know, that's the other thing. Later on, Some of them got into that. I love the idea that there was honor. Some of them wouldn't do right. like prostitution.
Get
some
that
of them.
Shit out of this house.
Yeah. But
shake so, people down. That's
shake,
a good one.
Yeah, shake people down is classic. I mean, I forget the guy's name. Is it Francese? Michael Francese, who he came up with the gas scams.
Yes, that's right. You know he does I mean? A bunch of podcasts. That
he's
guy.
A huge podcaster, yeah. and he claims he only ratted. Yeah, Francese. He claims he only ratted because his dad okayed a hit on him,
mm-hmm.
which. If you're gonna give anybody the okay to snitch,
yeah.
it's your own father's. Like, your own father not being like, "Come on, guys, can son, we not yeah. kill it? Can we just fucking?
He's a dog.
Can
kill
we
him.
Rip yeah. his tongue out? Maybe? Yeah. can we make him so he can't rat?"
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But yeah, so some of them would do it, you know, smart scams.
Yeah.
But most of them would just threaten people's lives and if it got down to it, kill you. And that was that's it. Which is like, you know, it's like not that's simple. It's just like you have to be so morally bankrupt.
Yeah.
That you just that it's killing taking somebody's life doesn't matter to you at all.
It's
you know?
Really crazy how comfortable they got with murder and how they always saw it as like, yeah, but he's another mob guy.
Right.
So it's
right.
not really like this I don't life. Feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a bad guy. I got rid of a bad guy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Cool, man.
There's honor in this. Yeah. That's why I do think The Sopranos is the best representation. I mean, also, that's what I really loved about the last Scorsese, the when they're all fucking old, the Irishman.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, it just shows you where this ends up.
Yeah.
Even if you get out of this alive and you get out of jail and you end up free, it's like De Niro's character's in a fucking, he's in a fucking retirement home yeah. alone. His family
miserable.
Doesn't talk to him.
Yeah.
He killed his own best friend. And it's like, the last shot of the movie is him asking the lady to, you know, crack the door open just a little bit the way Hoffa did when they shared sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like his only solace is remembering the times he had with the guy he killed in cold blood. Brutal
That's
stuff.
Brutal.
Brutal stuff.
Yeah.
And that movie's interesting too as like a, like maybe it's a, like a metaphor for just mob movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
We've done it all. We've said it all. We're all old. It's like, you know, the genre is done. It's almost like Scorsese putting a little period on it.
I mean, it kind of like, what else are you going to make?
Totally.
I mean, here's the other thing is that watching these things now, like Netflix came out with that Gotti thing a while ago, you know, highlighting his run.
Yeah.
And you kind of, and then how that led to kind of the eradication of the mob
right.
in New York. And then you kind of, part of you wants to go, man, it'd be cool if they came back, you know? Like, when are we going to get the mob
well,
back?
I will say there is something to as everything I just said about these guys are pieces of shit and I don't want them back. Now it's like, well, it's like now who runs gambling? Fucking, a company I advertise for, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's like there is something, you don't even feel it anymore. These people just ruin you. It's just like right to your bank account. And it's just like, there used to be some, you know, mob guys had to at least like, you know, keep some records.
Can somebody show up with a fucking crowbar or something?
Yeah, let's earn the money. Let's earn this guy ruining
his
family.
Let me really feel fear
yeah,
at these risks I'm
taking.
You got
to think when a parlay hit when a guy killing you was on the fucking table, nothing feels as good as that. No, you know what dude, I mean? Like, yes, we've made it safer, but the guy who wins and saves his life temporarily,
oh my God.
That weekend where he goes home and is able to put food on the table and not die, must have felt...
There's no rush like that. That's why you go back, dude.
Yes, these giant companies have robbed us of that. I mean, it is funny because, it's like, the more cashless society gets and the more like everything is automatic, the less margins. It's like where the mafia existed was also where like fun existed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's like, it was a little lawless. It was a little whatever. And it was like, those are the corners where it's like, you go do a little crime. You know what I mean? We all did a little petty crime, a little petty whatever. And it's just like, now everything is like, you know, direct deposit. There's no place for scams, but there's no place for like, you know, hiding $500 from your wife so you and the boys can do a little yak. You know what I mean? Like old times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything. There is a... Here I am romanticizing the very thing I said was dog shit. But, you know, it is... This isn't that much better. It's just, you know, our overlords now are like huge tech, banks.
Yeah, huge corporations.
Huge corporations that are much easier. One thing I will say, not to get tinfoil hat with it, it's much easier for like somebody to control everything now, whereas like back then, try getting a bunch of Italians to do your bidding. Impossible. You know what I mean? Like,
I find like, I think that though, how, you know, there's still neighborhoods and areas that are falling apart. Like, and it kind of makes you think, is that what will spawn something like a mob again? Because typically neighborhoods that are, you know, distressed, and I feel fear to of like, you know, then these guys come up and they go, nothing's going to happen to you.
Right.
But then there's just an exchange.
It'll cost you.
Yeah. And then that neighborhood actually becomes safe. Like, oh, great. There's no break-ins anymore. Nothing. Yeah. Right. Only thing is, I just got to kind of break my back for this guy.
Only thing is, there is no upward mobility for me.
I'm
just some fat dickhead in a tracksuit gets buy diamonds for his wife. Like, because I'm working overtime at the grocery store.
Just to pay this asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, no disrespect to fat dickheads. I'm one of those. Or tracksuits. That's me. I will say I love the style of the mafia. I have really incorporated a lot of that in my personal...
Sure.
That's my personal style.
Of a soldier and a fucking tracksuit? Yeah.
Absolutely. I do dress like a guy about to die and has no idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a guy who's like, hey, boss? But me by myself? You want me to meet you there at midnight? I'll be there. It's like, that is my fucking look, you know?
We had to get rid of Stabby.
I had a big mouth.
He was slipping, talking a lot.
I would be bragging about being in the mob to get pussy for sure.
Yeah.
I would be just... have my hand on that high beehive hairdo. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Jersey in the 60s. I'd be that.
You're with a real soldier right now.
So, I mean, shout out to the fat. Look, shout out, and I'm happy to be here, by the way, to get the Bear Cave a little fatter again.
Yeah.
That's one thing I had. Look, as a fan of the show,
yes,
I've seen Stamos was on it.
Yeah.
Matt Rife. Well, let's get it fat back in here. No disrespect to those guys.
I know.
But it's a little... You've even abandoned us, you know?
I'm trying.
In the light, you know how like people try and look at people hot? Like, you know, when you look at the mirror in yourself, you try and like make out abs.
You try to do,
I'm the opposite with you, where I'm like, I'm trying to make out a little titty. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to look at your least flattering angle to be like, nah, he's still fat. He's still us. We still got him.
It's still there. I'm still on your team, dude.
It's getting dangerous, though. Yeah. You're getting close. You're a daywalker right now. You're Blade.
Well, don't forget, you still got Bert. He's definitely on the squad.
But he's doing a bizarre... you know what? He's actually the daywalker.
Yeah.
Because he's like... He fluctuates so hysterically wildly where it's like, he's here, he's with us, and then you see fucking pictures of him, and I'm like, what is this fucking guy doing?
He just did 83 days without booze.
Insane.
83. And he said he ate pretty clean.
Yeah, he looked good, the pictures.
And in those, I think, so 83 days is what? It's almost 3 months.
Yeah.
And I think he dropped like close to 40 pounds.
That's insane, dude.
But that just tells you what the booze for him normally is. When I was at my fattest, people would be like, man, just stop drinking. I'm like, I don't drink really.
Dude, I hate that. You know how many tips I get where it's like, no sodas, don't drink soda. Go for a walk. I walk every day.
Yeah.
I go for a walk. Everything people tell me.
They're like,
And they're like, you got me. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, look, I think it's mostly midnight desserts for me.
Late night's the worst.
I'm a late night. Yeah. I'm a little late night slut. And then, you know, anything bad happens, I got to eat. Anything good happens,
yeah,
got to have a little ice cream.
No, same, dude. Know? It's always like, and it is like, you can have great, like, morning, lunch, and it's like, all of a sudden, like, it's past seven, and you're like, you should be like, I'm just done eating for the day.
Yeah.
And that's when... That's when absolutely. You can add thousands of calories.
Dude, last night, I'm in my hotel room alone, you know, and I'm like, I had a pretty good day. And in my head, I'm like, that was, last night, I didn't, like, go crazy. I didn't have, like, a big meal at the end. And it was like, and then I, like, woke up, and I was like, oh, I ate an entire box of, like, hotel room cookies.
Yeah.
I ate, you know, two protein bars. That's my favorite fat guy move. Yeah, yeah. Is the protein bars that are like candy bars now. Yeah, where I'm like, fuck it. I didn't work out that day, by the way. Didn't lift a single thing, but I'm like, I need my fucking protein.
I need my protein.
I need my s'mores flavored protein bar.
I know, they're candy. they're candy bars.
I know.
Peanut butter, dark chocolate. Dude, yeah.
But just because I didn't have like fries, I was like, it's a victory for me. I had a very fat moment where I was in the airport. I was in Philly, and I was in, I'm getting, first of all, just what I ordered is a fat guy move, where it's like, I'm in Philly, there's right next to my, I was set up for failure. Across from my gate is a cheesesteak place operating at 9 a.m., right?
9 a.m.
9 a.m., the cheesesteaks are fucking rolling. I'm like, I'm in Philadelphia.
What am I going to do? Not eat this?
I'm sure they have a breakfast option. Literally tell the lady to crack an egg onto my cheesesteak so that that's breakfast now.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the ultimate fat guy. Like, the
rationale.
Fat guy math is like, well, I would have gotten a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
And you could argue that this steak meat is healthier than bacon.
Sure. And it's a ton of protein, too.
And it's high protein. Yeah. I have to go do 12 body weight squats later, so I need a lot of protein. And then I get my thing. And of course, I tear off a little bit of bread from each side because now I'm like, come on, that's low carb now, essentially.
I'm shedding the
the thing. And then there was a woman eating across from me, hot girl by herself, full cheesesteak, fries. Clearly, she's not going to eat, you know, she's not going to eat everything. She's just like a hot woman who, like, I've done all the math, right? She's in Philly. She feels like she has to have a cheesesteak. But she's eaten 1/8 of the whole thing. And I can tell she's winding down. And in my head, I'm like, ask her for a fry.
Yeah.
I'm like the stranger. I'm like, go up to her, ask her for a couple fries.
Yeah.
What's the fucking big deal?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want, I didn't order them. And I'm just doing this. And I'm like, and as I'm finishing my fucking, like, you know, my steak, the voice in my head is like, ask her for a fry. It's like, you know, in a horror movie when the child is like revealed to be Satan slowly.
Sure.
He's like, the closer you get to the cross, the more he's like, Rawr! For it's like, mommy, it's me. What are you talking about? And he's like, it's me, mommy. Put the cross away. That's the voice in my head being like, ask the fucking woman for a fry. You're almost on the fucking sandwich. Get a fucking fry. And I'm like, I just have to eat it fast so that I don't, accost this. Could you imagine?
Dude.
Think about this woman. A fat guy who's been staring at her probably this
and
whole time.
She doesn't know.
Me. I'm staring at you in a completely non-sexual way. I'm just like so focused. You know what I mean? She thinks I'm thinking about kidnapping her probably. Yeah. Imagine if I fuck, and little does she know, I'm just fat as shit. Imagine I walk up to her and I'm like, hello, miss. Hope you're having a good breakfast. I noticed you had a lot of fries left over. You think maybe I could get 4 or 5? Just to have 2 nice bites with the rest of my cheesesteak.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Tom Segura.
I'm Christina P.
I'm Rob Eiler.
I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler.
I'm Dr. Drew.
I'm Lauren Compton.
I'm not in the show. For real?
69 minutes. If you give us an hour, you'll miss 9 minutes of our program.
Like, that's
insane.
Thought
you might even, it is insane. And it totally speaks to...
If it was, you know, if there was no social mores, I would have done it 100%.
Yeah.
My heart wanted it.
Or just like,
it.
Hey, I'll throw that out. And she's like, what? You're like, just leave it when you're done. Just leave it.
Oh,
okay.
I put on a polo like I work at the airport. I'm just like, ma'am, now it's now there's busboys at the terminal fucking whatever. Just imagine. And if she had walked up to me and been like, would you like some of my fries? it would have been the happiest moment of my fucking life.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, no. Who the fuck would do that? But
and so you had to let those fries go.
I had to let them go. But just the fact that it was that intense in my head, I was like,
I totally understand it.
I'm in trouble.
I've done all the fat guy math moves.
Yes.
And then the best one for me was like, it could be a 45-minute mm-hmm. workout.
Yeah.
You just got a good sweat in.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I am good for 8,000 calories today. Like, I just killed it.
I know.
And anything that came in my direction after that, I was like, yeah, I busted my ass today.
Fucking deserve it.
Just fucking crazy amount. Yeah. Yep. Desserts. And I was like, yeah. And then I would think about, this is the how crazy, I would think about like elite athletes
mm-hmm.
that I've just seen in some promo or something eating. I'm like, yeah, he does it too. And so I'm just like him.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. Yeah, I pull up Michael Phelps' diet from when he won the most gold medals of any human being on earth. And I'm like, I should
aim. He was eating 10,000 calories a day. Look at this guy. Why can't I
aim for that?
Like, yeah, we're doing the same thing.
It's pretty close.
Dude, I was on the elliptical forever.
I was on the elliptical.
Like, that's the same as swimming 15 miles.
I got on a row machine after an elderly woman and bumped it up 5 pounds and did less reps than her.
Dude,
I deserve
good.
This.
You're eating pizza. Here's the thing. The thing that, for me at least, in my system, if I'm eating pretty clean,
mm-hmm.
when I throw a disruption in that, like yesterday I was here, I was about to leave and they had ordered a bunch of pizzas and I was like, I'll have a slice.
Yes.
One slice of pizza. Just the fat content of like a greasy pizza, which is delicious.
Oh yeah.
Completely fucking wrecked me.
Yeah.
For like 8 hours.
Oh yeah.
For 8 hours. I was like, ugh. Like,
no, dude, I know.
It destroyed me just because I have gotten it. Like I used to be, I'll eat this all the time. And yeah, I'll just live with diarrhea constantly.
Of course. No, believe me. I'm sluggish. I know I'm planning.
Fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
It fucked me up.
I know. I know exactly how that goes. Because it's like your system switches over to like, it's like a car that has the ability to go from gas to diesel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like when you put switching over to either side, those first 3 days are brutal.
The first
day when I eat like a salad and my body's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
What are you doing? And my stomach hurts. Like, I literally ate broccoli yesterday. Like, before I come here, I had broccoli. Just had it.
Yeah.
It was a dish. I had a steak. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't. And it was just like broccoli. I basically made like, this is another fat guy hilarious move where I'm like, I wanted Chinese food, but I'm like, I'm going to make my own beef and broccoli.
Mm.
Right? Because it's like probably marginally healthier than the fucking thing.
Than the one you pick up. Yeah.
I just have broccoli, dude. And my stomach is killing me. From the broccoli.
Dude, Christina used to tell, she goes, you're the only person I know who salad gives them diarrhea. Like, she goes, salad makes you sick? And I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, do you realize that everything does? She's like, if you eat too much sugar, you go, oh, that's too much sugar, I have to shit.
Yeah.
She goes, if you have too much fat, you're like, and then she goes, now if you have too many greens, you have to shit. And I'm like, look, man, I have a sensitive system.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you.
I have gotten to the point where once I take a bite and I finish the last bite, I have to shit within 7 seconds.
Of anything?
And there is no way.
Or of a specific food.
It just happens half the time.
Okay.
Where it's like, that is still in my throat and I have to shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. And sometimes I see the food I ate and I'm like, how are we just shooting this thing through? What's going on? Am I not getting any fucking nutrients here? Is my body trying to survive? They're like, we can't absorb this shit.
That's
let's get it out, dude. Let's see the brioche bun. Like, it's just floating there.
That's the craziest part is that the thing that disrupts mm-hmm. me the least, like digestively, are breads and starchy things, which everyone's like, avoid that. And I'm
of course,
that's the thing that feels the most,
nice.
Yeah, it just doesn't upset you
comforting.
At all. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, not just like, I mean, literally the stomach goes, oh yeah, a pound of bread.
Nice
fine.
Hunk of bread.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, little rice, nothing wrong with that.
The special, which is out,
yes,
Fat Rascal.
Fat Rascal.
Where'd you shoot it?
I shot it here, actually. I shot it in Austin.
Oh, that's right.
I remember, I was here, actually. I think I did YMH right before or right after.
Didn't
I
you
shot
tape
it.
A? Did you tape a bunch? I forget. I mean,
I taped 4 shows.
Yeah, you taped four
at the Paramount.
At the Paramount.
Yeah.
You said it went. I remember seeing you.
So
like,
I was so happy with it. Like,
Austin comes out for stand up. They love it.
It was great, man. It really was. And the Paramount is such a sick spot.
Yeah.
Where it's like it feels classic and old school, but it's like everyone's like right on top of you. It really felt. It was kind of a gamble because I just hadn't played it before, but I was like, this timing wise, it made sense and. and it was four shows, which at the time I was like worried to sell it out four times. Everything came together. Looks awesome. Shout out to Ben O'Brien, my director, Ben Rocks, did such an awesome job. And yeah,
just were you? Awesome. I'm somebody who whenever they are like, all right, here's a line cut, I'm like, great, I'll take a look at it, and then I just don't look, and then they're like, hey, will you look? Dude. And then I get, they're like, hey, we're going to have to move your air date if you don't look. Yeah, and I'm like, all right.
Do
you?
Dude, the edit.
It's horrible.
It's brutal. Because in my head, I was like, well, I shot the special. It's now done.
You and guys do it.
I've been working on it the whole time since, where it's like, I got my editor. I have, and then even like the sound, shit you don't think about, where it's like, with the way a special sounds can be really strained, and it's like, it can really take you out of it if the laughter feels fake. The sound mixes,
yeah, yeah.
And it was, so it was like, we worked on that forever.
Every special that I've ever put out, I get people that go, why'd you put a laugh track in this?
Dude.
And I'm always like, bro, there's 3,000 people at the
laughing.
Show.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's a laugh track. I'm like, no. Like, there's mics in the room.
Yeah.
And there's thousands of people there.
Yeah.
That's the sound you're hearing.
I know. And I really wanted it. I didn't want it to sound like.
Yeah.
Because there's little shit you can do, you know, like, you know, just. And, you know, whatever. I learned for next time, too, about, like, ways I want to do it and all that kind of stuff.
You're always, like, building on it. Yeah. Did you have a clearly best show that you're like, oh, this is the one to mostly use?
I think so, yeah. We mostly used, I think, it was a Thursday. It was the first show on Friday, I think.
So the first of all?
No, the third show. It was the third show.
Third show, okay, interesting.
Third show. There were great moments, and I kind of really liked doing four. Because it kind of takes all the pressure off it.
It takes all the pressure off.
And it makes it feel real. That's how, at least at the time, that's how I was performing, where it's like, you go to a city, you do four fucking shows, you get into your rhythm. And I think for specials, it's different, because now I've been doing a little bit of like the theater, one show in each city thing, which is cool, and it's a different experience, but like, nothing beats the just showing up, working it out, you know. Each crowd is different. It's a little smaller, so you really get to connect with people. And so, yeah, I loved it. It was really great. And
that's awesome.
So I'm pumped for it, and I just wanted to kind of like do one thing, like do like a mainstream kind of thing, because it's like, you know, the internet's shout out to the internet. I owe my whole life to people finding podcasts, clips, everything from the internet. But I want just, you know, some random motherfuckers to shit. You know what I mean?
That's the best part
some
of it.
Some moms to see my shit.
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who's this fat rascal?
Exactly. Yeah. Fat rascal. Come on.
It's a great name.
Thanks, dude.
How did you name it? Did it just
I wanted it to be Fat Little Slut.
Uh-huh.
But Netflix was like, that is not going to work. They were just like, we cannot do that. And also like, imagine, like, check out my special. Just Google Fat Little Slut.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like instantly you couldn't, it would just be girls getting railed, chubby girls getting railed. Yeah. So I wanted something that was kind
of just somebody abusing a girl.
Fat
slut.
Right. Yeah. It would be like sub dom. It wouldn't even be like just a bubbly, cute little fat girl.
I tried
dick.
To name mine the N-word, but they insisted. Yeah. On Sledgehammer. I was like, okay, whatever.
The big N is
here. And also you blessed us and in our internets with you're appearing in 69 Minutes, our special.
I can't wait.
That comes out December 15th.
That was super fun.
Thank you for doing that.
Of course, man.
So funny. And there's like, I've been telling people we put this thing together. This was like this ambitious, just fun thing that everybody has been busting their ass on. But to have it be what we wanted it to be, people like you had to get involved. So we have you, you know, Brian Simpson appears in it, Mateo Lane's in it.
Oh, Mateo's my guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Mateo, my old school, we've talked about it, my old school nudes partner.
Yeah, he mentioned that,
We're bringing it back, too. We've talked...
Really?
We've been in talks.
You've been in talks,
to air our... Put our bare dicks in the same room sometime
soon. That's awesome.
Dude. Yeah, no, I can't wait. It was super fun. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, no, but for those that want to check it out, go to YMHstudios.com. And it airs on the 15th. So a lot of people worked hard on that. I was going to say for Greek stuff, Giannis too, right?
Like
you guys.
It's one of the biggest sins that we haven't had him. Because I just record a bunch of my shit in batches. And it's never worked out. But I got to get, he's first on the list of getting Giannis.
He's so funny.
So funny. And like, it's interesting too, because he's a different kind of Greek guy, where it's like, my family's just came in the 80s, right? Like, my dad barely speaks English. He's been here 40 years.
Still?
Yeah, like, he speaks. He can get it by, but it's, like, clearly not his first language at all.
Heavy accent.
If you're talking about cabinets, he's got it down. You know what I mean? He's a master yeah. woodworker.
Okay.
But like at feelings, you yeah. know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what? You know, yeah, like, yeah. You know, familial issues. Although I don't want to show my dad too much. We're yeah. working it out over here. But like my mom's kind of, I mean, she's more assimilated, but she's still, you know, she's definitely first generation. You know, she was born there, you know? And Giannis, I assumed, because he is so plugged into like Greek shit and he does yeah. get the culture so much
yeah.
that he was the same way. Everyone I had ever met was first generation because that was my whole,
yeah.
everyone I grew up with, their parents were all born in Greece.
Sure.
But yeah, his family like goes back pretty far to New York. I think at least one or two generations where I think he had like grandparents that were.
But his dad here. Is from Greece.
His well, dad, right? I think so.
Yeah, he was from Greece.
His
for
dad
sure.
was, okay. Because yeah. I met his cousin. His cousin was fresh off the boat
okay.
one time, and I was those like, are the nah, best, this dude. Is a fucking Greek guy.
Yeah.
This fucking guy yeah. rules.
It's so fun having foreign family.
It's awesome.
And when they come here and you're like, yeah, yeah you stand, don't worry, you stand out.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts with attire. You're like, the fuck is this,
yes,
bro?
Yeah.
For me growing up, because we used to always do. I would go for my summer
yep.
because in my family, you know, they're in the Southern Hemisphere, right? Yeah. They're in Peru. So they'd come up for their summer. So we're in school and I would always be like, bro, you can't wear jeans that tight. Right?
We can like, see your unclipped hog.
They're like, what? And they go, bro, no.
Yeah. Cause
their whole thing was like, what's, cause this is the '90s. They're
of
like,
course.
So baggy. I'm like, yeah, this is normal.
Yeah.
Like you look.
Yeah.
Like you want people to kick your ass.
Of course.
For this
dude.
Era, 100%. And we're 15, so like, forget it.
Oh
you
my
can't.
God. You can't do it.
No.
I remember we had family that came over from Greece, or actually they lived, he was a Greek guy who grew up with my dad. He moved to Austria, so he's double Europe.
Yeah.
Double European, yeah. right? And him and his son, and we went to Delaware just on the beach. These guys have Speedos
oh.
that are so tight. Everyone, and it was like a gay area, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone thought, and he has like a son that looks identical to them, and it's like, is this a gay father and son? And a child, is this child also gay? And everyone was just like, we got so many, people were staring yeah. at us, and I was even like, what the fuck is going on
yeah,
around
dude.
Here? They got the hogs out.
Yeah.
But how often would like, so you, they would come up, and what was it like when you were down there?
You know, first of all, like they, I mean, fair skin,
yeah,
blue eyes.
The whole
so
family.
You just stand. Well, no, I'm saying when I would go.
When you would go.
So my
your mom looked. She could be.
She looks
whatever.
Latin.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, and
she's
like,
on the. You could convince me of a lot of things.
Yeah,
like
my
mom.
Cousins. It's funny too because they're also fair skin, mm-hmm. but you just look at them and you'd be like, oh, they're not American.
Yeah.
Like even
yeah.
even like facial features
sure,
and stuff,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So, but yeah, so right away the people would always yeah.
Yeah,
do a double take and be like, you're definitely not from here.
Of course.
Sometimes you could speak Spanish for a while, and if you're speaking really well, they would just be like, oh, what country are you from?
Because mm-hmm.
they would assume that I was Latin from another country.
Right.
Then I'd tell them I'm half, and they were like, what?
Yeah.
But your gear, too, they also would be like,
of course.
Some wild clothes you got on.
Of course.
Because our what we wear, just like, it really makes...
Totally.
It's like an announcement,
mm-hmm.
you know? I also remember when I studied abroad, when I was in... Spain, I had a housed by this older lady. She was in her 70s, and she
oh,
had
yeah.
a couple of us American boys.
That was like her little side business. Was like
yeah, exactly. It was her
awesome.
It was her hustle. Her son. So I was 20. Her son was 40, and he would come over on weekends with his son, and and we would have lunch together.
Hell
and he,
yeah.
I remember one time he was like, "Do you know how I can tell when someone is American?" And I'm like, "How?" He's like, "Because you guys dress like shit."
Hilarious.
So if I see somebody in pajamas, I go, there's an American.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like the unofficial attire of like a guy in Madrid,
mm-hmm.
of any, if he's Spanish, was always a collared white shirt, like a navy sweater and like dress slacks. Like everybody dressed.
Dress slacks.
Yeah. Everyone dressed like that for everything.
Yeah, no JNCOs.
Yeah, no. And
yeah,
every woman
yeah.
had like the wraparound scarf.
Interesting.
It was just like, that was the attire of the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I wonder if my family is just trash in Greece because everything was just kind of shittier versions of our clothes.
Uh-huh,
like
yeah.
they begged us for like my uncle would
guess
yeah, dude,
jeans, guess shirts.
My uncle was really into Gant, which is a I don't even know what the fuck that
Gant?
Is.
Gant?
Yeah, Gant. It's just a
is that
fucking
a brand?
It's a brand.
That's
and they
hilarious.
Would, they would want like, you know, Polo, mm-hmm. Tommy Hilfiger. So I think my family was just, you know, just broke.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had that experience. I never had that experience of them looking better. Everyone was just slightly gayer.
Yeah.
That's the only really thing. Like, tighter.
Tighter. You know what I mean? Tight, like, was the thing,
dude. Tight was it. And, like, you know, touchy-feely.
Tight, ironically, made, like, is became in fashion.
Back in.
Many years. Yeah. Here, yeah. Years later. But yeah,
skinny jeans and shit like that.
Now when you see super baggy stuff from the, you're like, that looks goofy. Like, yeah. To now it, now
what's
it
coming
does.
Back? It is. Gay guys are all have big pants.
They have big pants.
And
now?
What gay guys are doing, we'll be doing in 9 months, brother. I'm right. Telling you, that's how it works.
They take the lead, yeah. For sure.
I'm in New York too, so it's like we're kind of like the gaze of straight people is straight, yeah. People in New York are sure. Like other. It kind of filters into gay people,
yeah.
To straight gay New Yorkers. To straight New Yorkers, to gay people in Ohio.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And like then the straight people,
yeah,
after that.
And then finally.
That's
and
so
then,
true.
You know, in like
you're ahead
years.
Of the other gays.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. We're some, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're straight in New York.
Not me. I'm kind of a classic, like I said, fat guy look. Hawaiians and when it's hot, tracksuits when it's cold.
Sure.
I'm a simple man. You know, I just nail it.
It is kind of the best simplicity.
Easy, bro.
And comfort. Comfort, yeah. First.
100%. I can't, yeah. This is it for the rest of my life.
By the way, when I did... Athens on my tour.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And before I went, everybody was like, you're going to want to get out of there. Like, it's not,
yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shithole. And I, yeah. Was like, really? Because I didn't have any reference.
Yeah.
So we land, and yeah, we're driving through Athens, and like, highways all spray painted. And we're, yeah. Like, oh, it's kind of rough. Dude, they take us to the south end of Athens.
Oh, my
on
God.
On the water. And the a resort there.
I mean, that's out of control.
And we tried to change our flights to stay longer.
Totally.
Like, this is the fucking best place I've ever stayed.
Yeah, I mean, that part of Athens is so, like, like, again, I didn't even know that again, to show you how, like, poor my family,
yeah,
was,
yeah.
I had no idea that existed.
That's even there, yeah.
No, like, we would drive 90 minutes to go to the beach, because it's like, to go there is almost like... You feel like you're not allowed.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. They're like, don't go there.
And even then, now it's like, I went this summer, and my best friend from college, his family's Greek too, and his family's like, they're rich. And when I visited them, I was like, oh, I see what's going on.
This is over.
Oh, there are two different Athens. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, that shit is, it's incredible. And by the way, even the fucking grimy shit,
yeah.
I love that. Athens. Begrudgingly, I have, like, I used to say it reminded me of Baltimore. Even though I'm a East Coast guy, begrudgingly, I have to say it's actually a little LA-like, where it's like everything's spread out. It's like a big, there's
in
a lot
Athens?
In Athens. Everything's spread out. And it's, the mountains are crazy. And the climate is very similar to LA, actually.
It was absolutely stunning. And then from our hotel, we could see the homes that are on the water, and we, yeah. Were like, this is paradise. Like,
dude, it's incredible.
Because everyone always talks about the Greek islands, but from where we're standing, we're like, why would you leave here?
Dude, and if you go to, you could go to any, pick any island, and,
yeah.
And it's better than the best resort in America.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It's like, I took my family, or my friends were visiting with me, and we just were on a road trip, and we just stopped on the side of the road in mainland Greece, and I was like, this beach kind of looks like shit, like... If we want to take a dip, we might as well. It was like, it doesn't have sand, it has rocks. And they were like, this is one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever been to. And it's just like a roadside.
Really?
Like, roadside beaches in like a shit, like, no one would ever consider that a vacation in Greece. They're so, it's a culture that's spoiled,
right.
For vacation.
For vacation, yeah.
We're the, like, we crush hanging out.
What about
we crush having a good time?
For sure you do.
Grilling.
The food is
insane. Hanging out, not doing, having coffee for 8 hours.
What's your favorite Greek dish?
I'm a traditionalist where I just like, give me some fresh shit grilled.
Yeah.
Like anything you want. And what's great about Greece, like you go to any beach, there is a restaurant on the side of the beach and they all have the exact same menu.
And they all
have
the lamb and the cucumbers.
Lamb, Greek salad. Yeah. Like here's my go-to spread. Tzatziki, of course, the like, you know, yeah. The yogurt dish, a Greek salad. You get fried calamari. I like it fried. What can, yeah. I say? But grilled is nice too. You get lamb chops or something called kodosuvli, which is like a slow roasted pork spit.
Oh, dude, you're making me, like, salivate.
Yeah,
here.
Dude, it's incredible. You have to. You also, what I really like is there's places where you just show up. And an old woman comes out of the kitchen,
yeah.
And she verbally tells you what she has today.
This is it.
And, yeah. That, there's nothing better.
She's, I agree.
Like, what do you want? Like, I went there with friends, and they were like, where's the menu? And she just comes out and she can't speak English.
Yeah.
Country built on tourism. This woman never bothered to pick up yes or no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, just, I order. It was, we've had some of the best fucking meals.
When we were in Athens, it was one of the first times where, you know, that it was so demanding with all the movement that a lot of times we would be in cities, and we were like, well, let's find, like, an awesome restaurant to eat at, right? And we had done that at that point in a ton of cities. Like, we started in Budapest, and we did it there, and we did it in Berlin, and we did it in Paris and Norway, and on and on and on. So, you know, this is stop, like, let's say 15.
Sure.
And it's like, we're at the venue in Athens, and it's like, what do you want to do for dinner? I go, you know, why don't we just have just something, let's go simple. Instead of going out, let's just have food brought here. And he's like, what kind of food? I go, I don't know, Greek food?
Right. Like, I'm in fucking Greece.
I've had some Greek food in my life. I'd like to try it in Greece.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we're like, okay. Like, just simple. I was like, just let's just ask them where they would get, you know, the venue people. Dude, they just brought the gyros.
Oh, dude.
And Greek the Greek salad. By the way, the Greek salad had on top of the Greek salad, just
a block of feta.
A block of feta.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, and one of the guys, one of the guys who was like, my stomach's bothering me, he just ate the block of feta. He's like, man, my stomach's still bothering me. I'm like, yeah, you just ate a block of cheese. You psycho.
Yeah, so, dude.
But it was, up to that point, we had been at Michelin star restaurants and everything.
It's a better.
And
it's
I
a better,
was like, man.
It'll hit the spot in a way. The
baklava was, they were, this size, dude, not I, this shit.
No, this size. And then you didn't even go to like the bakery in the morning where it's like, you got to do that to next time you're there, where it's like, and that's what I think is the best about Greece is like, I'm sure there's fine dining, right? I've literally never done it any time, you know, there's no reason to. What is great about Greece is the consistency across the fucking country.
Yeah.
And it's also, when I traveled around Europe when I was broke as fuck and I was like 20, the bet, if you're broke or if you're rich, you will have the best time in Greece.
Yeah.
Whereas that can't be said of other cities.
No.
Like, if you don't have money in certain cities, the food is fucking dog shit.
London?
Yeah, London, forget about it. Yeah, you're fucking having chips and peas and shit like that. Yeah. Fucking, you go to Norway, you're eating fucking elk. You're eating fucking whale blubber and elk. Yeah. Unless you have $1,000 to spend on a meal.
Yeah.
It fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome. It makes me want to go back, dude.
You got to go back. You got to go back. Yeah, I want to go to this. I've never been to South America. I really want to fucking go. I might go do a little fucking warm after this tour is done, after, now that the special's done, all that stuff. Hit a little
go
fucking,
to the beach, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, imagine you go down to like Rio.
Yeah.
Check out.
I don't think I can do that.
No?
It's a little too much access to some of my vices, Thomas. I don't know that I can be left alone celebrating in Brazil with a nice hunk of like tour money in my bank account.
I think it's exactly what you need to do. And then once it gets a little out of hand,
I can't do it.
You go down Punta del Este, Uruguay.
I can't do it.
Do a little loop-de-loop.
Where you're from, is it beachy or what? I don't know.
Lima. Lima is is a, you know, a Pacific town. It's like, you know, the same kind of climate that LA would be.
Yeah.
So like, they're like, it's freezing. It's 50 outside,
gotcha.
Yeah. Summers are, everyone's at the beach.
Now, how much genocide do you think your family did to maintain fair skin up until now? Because that's something I've always, when I see your mom talk, I'm like, that is conquistador blood.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, dude. We, in 2000, before 23andMe or any of these things, this is the other side. This is my dad's side. So my dad's side is obviously Segura.
Yes.
And so my mom's side, her last name is Lasarte. And her other last name, Ugarteche. So that's, they both go
Slayer
back
of indigenous.
Yeah, they both go back to Spain.
Yeah.
Right? So on her side, her father's family comes from central Spain. Her mother's family comes from northern Spain.
Holy fuck, she can trace it all the way back there.
All the way back there. My dad, so this is like my dad's family reunion with his brothers and sisters and all the cousins. And there's like a bunch of us.
Yeah.
And it's for New Year's 2000. And they go, oh, we hired. So the dads out of pocket hired.
On the Segura side?
On the Segura side, a genealogist.
Oh, wow. Before 23andMe.
Before all that stuff.
They're spitting so some guy's hand, this not is like, a vial.
Exactly. And this guy did it, but like the old fashioned way, where he was like hiring a private detective, private investigator.
He's going through like, you know,
he had
public records and shit like that.
Yeah, and he had charts and he was like doing a presentation. Wow. And we're all sitting there in this thing and he finds the first Segura from our family bloodline that came over, and he came over from Andalusia in the south, and he came to Louisiana, right? And there's a bunch of Seguras in Louisiana. And then he's like, we're like, oh, wow. He's like, and we think, well, that's the end of the story. And he's like, this guy died a millionaire.
What the fuck?
In the 1700s,
what
right?
What the fuck?
And we're like, oh, wow. And then you're kind of like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
I don't know if there's any chill way to make $1 million in the
1700s. And then he's just like, yeah, he was a really bad guy. Right? We're like, what?
And the seed from which you all sprang.
Yeah, they're like, he was not a nice man. And then you think that you're like, how's this going to end?
Yeah.
Then he puts up a photograph
of
just a tree. And he's this is where he killed a guy on this tree. And we're like, oh, Jesus. And then it's
right,
just
one
like,
guy. That's fine.
To me,
I was like, this is the Segura hanging tree. Anytime one of them got out of line.
It's just like he just keeps telling worse and worse stories.
He's the first guy
stories.
That invented lynching.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's you guys. Yeah. That's who your family is. And we're like, this is cool. At one point, he produces 30 pages.
Oh, my God.
From the guy's will of slaves. He's like, just like pages. And we're like, yeah, everyone's just like, this is a cool event.
Wow. Can't wait to do the electric slide now. Can't wait to grill
Somebody
up some burgers.
Turn the music on.
I think I'm going to sit in quiet contemplation.
Yeah, like, oh.
Of the sins in my blood.
In my blood. Yeah. It just went, it got
that
worse
is
from
crazy.
There. Like, oh, he had this business and he was ruthless. Yeah. And you're like, cool.
Even his side projects were like fucked up.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, he did slavery, but he also, you know, he also entrapped some artists. He was, you know what they did in Motown? He was kind of above that. Where
he killed prostitutes a lot. A lot of them, actually.
They couldn't prove it because there was no DNA back then, but he's highly suspected to be the Louisiana prostitute slayer. Segura the prostitute slayer.
Yeah.
Segura is a great name to say Creole too.
Segura. It was.
Don't
one
you
of those...
go over there to Segura land, boy. you know what it does to little boys.
Strung up.
Strung up. Fucks them. Cuts the nuts off. Makes a necklace.
That's my grandpappy. Yeah, pretty cool.
He was like the boogeyman in that town. don't go to the Segura estate.
He painted a picture for a half an hour of this guy being a savage. Yeah.
Just a small time fucking warlord.
And then it was like, enjoy your family reunion.
Dude, you got to run that by the principals before you give the whole family. You got to let the dads do it.
Yeah, like, and have them be like, just there's kids here, man.
Hey, can you just pretend you didn't
you
know?
Cut the slave stuff out of the presentation.
Just say you went to Ellis Island, started a fruit stand. Give us something.
Good guy. Give us, you know.
They should have like standard American stories.
Yeah.
That like... If your father or your great, you know, whatever, your great great whatever is a piece of shit, you should be able to like, yep, he actually fought for the Union and died. You know what I mean? Yeah, he was Abraham Lincoln's best friend.
He was a patriot, and that's all we know. Yeah. Unfortunately, the records aren't kept very well from that era.
Yeah, they should just give you the town he came from.
Just man with honor.
The American dude, I wonder what he was up to before.
I can't imagine.
It's so fucked up to
also,
be like...
Also, think about the type of guy in that era who's like, just get on a ship across the world.
Yeah.
Like the shittiest transport. People are dying next to you. You're like, that's how much I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm like,
and then you just arrive on new land. Like, I'm going to fuck shit up here.
Time to kill people.
Yeah.
Back to the mafia thing. Yeah, he had a little bit of that in him.
They said that, I mean, I just saw a I don't know if it was like a bio thing about the Columbus expedition, how the guy, he had like... It was just like 80 guys on one of these of these ships. And they were saying that like when they landed, I forget in which, if they were in Cuba or something, that they would just maim people for sport. Like just cut hands off for sport.
Just to warm up.
Just like, this is, I'm ready to go. Like just
insane.
Just cut
sociopaths.
Their hands off.
You're right. These are the guys that are just like, I'm going to just get on a ship. I'm going to get dysentery. I'm going to get fucking scurvy. And I'm just, you know, who knows what they were fleeing to.
Right.
Those are guys, the guys that get on those ships do not have a good life in that fucking country.
There's no way you're like, home is awesome.
Yeah. You know?
I have a great wife.
Right.
I have great kids.
Right.
My job is killer.
Yeah.
They're not thinking like
no,
that
no,
at
no.
all. It's, yeah, they're escaping.
They're escape. It's like, It's like join the army or get executed, or like get on this boat or get executed for your many crimes.
Sure.
Which I think is probably what happened a lot of the
and
time.
And it's like, you've been on that ship, by the way, for months.
Yeah.
And then there's like a type of person you've never seen. Mm-hmm. And they're like, if you want to go fuck them up. We're-
That's your first instinct. It's,
it's a good time to do it. I know I know you're pent up, man.
I mean, think about the like... yeah, dude, these guys have been pent up just bros the whole time.
The whole time.
You're tired of raping the guy with the bum ankle that can't defend himself.
Charlie?
You're tired of fucking the guy with a little hand who's on the expedition.
Yeah, Charlie Hops over there? Yeah.
I mean, the what they were up to. These are criminals. This is the 1700s. Everything Columbus did makes sense. Wasn't good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, but
Also, I always think about like when something like horrific happened like that. And, you know, in our world, in our mind today, if somebody does something terrible, they would tell somebody and then you have this reaction of like, what did you do? But I imagine that like when those guys, when they were like, somebody was like, he just raped these people and cut their hands off, that Columbus would be like,
he'd be like, that's what you get for tattling.
Yeah.
Like, don't you? Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think we're doing here?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm here for spices and
I want these guys to have some fun.
Yeah.
They've been on a ship for 7 months.
He saw himself as a cool boss.
Yeah.
He was like,
gotta keep morale up.
You gotta keep morale up.
I'm not gonna be
Come on,
dick.
Have you seen Gimp Charlie's hole? We've used it up.
He's bleeding all over the place.
These guys gotta have a good time.
Yeah, let these guys fucking let loose, man.
Yeah, dude. Fucking brutal stuff.
Got a bunch of knuckleheads on this ship.
I know. Just
you guys.
We got a couple kooky characters in here.
Chopping hands off again.
Fucked up, dude.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, I don't have any kind of like genealogy of my family, but apparently Halkias, it's a name from an island. So everyone, my grandfather grew up in mainland Greece, but his grandfather was from this island called Karpatho. And apparently, and we can't find his side of the family because that was like the most common name on that island. It was like Johnson or Smith or whatever. Uh-huh. And we met some random cousin, a guy I don't know at all, just Facebook messaged my brother years ago with all this like rumor about that side of the family. And the rumor is that apparently, we don't know our actual name from that side of the family, but apparently that guy fucked some guy's wife. The guy was going to kill him, and he just left the island and changed his name to the most common name from that island, so no one could trace him.
That's hilarious.
So it's like a guy who like fucks a guy's wife and won't defend himself is a coward.
Yeah.
Like that's who I'm descended from. It's like a horny coward. Yeah. Which,
I'll change my name.
Change my name. I don't need to live. Everything I know, this is the 1800s.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go fucking roll the dice, start a new life.
I think I have a bunch of assholes on both sides.
Yeah.
My grandfather, who I never met on my mom's side, everybody was like, this guy was, you know. He was a serious man, is what they say.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, like he was a doctor. You know, this is like a long time ago. It's like in South America.
Oh, man.
And then he became mayor of the town.
Dude, doctors now molest.
Yeah,
what do you think they were doing then?
I mean, here's the thing. There's no such thing as, in that era too, of like the idea that you would question this man.
Right. He knows how to read. So he's the guy.
Like he just tells you, and then you just go like, thank you. And I think he was pretty big ego,
little
and,
warlords basically.
He was like, it's like a warlord.
Doctor to mayor back then is, you're not fucking with that guy.
No way, man. No way. And they're like, you know, he was like not a. I don't think he was a sweetheart of a dad.
Right.
All the stories are just like they're like he would come home. And like my mom or whatever had to take his shoes off, give him a glass of scotch, and put on classical music, and then that was how he would unwind.
Wow!
And, I mean, it is kind of like a warlord is
totally
returned.
Totally,
you're like,
yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. If you don't do it fast enough, he just kicks his own child.
Yeah.
He's like, bah.
Oh yeah.
Next one up, who gets to put my slippers on now?
Yeah, that's a backhand era too. You know.
Oh yeah, that's not. They don't even count that as hitting your
kid.
No. That's maintenance.
Yeah, and that's not for like saying some shit. That's just because he felt like it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. A little Columbus vibe. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking? I feel your presence.
Do not look like that at me. Yeah. Do not look at me with love and respect.
Adore me always.
Adore me or nothing.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't seem to like. I feel like that era of dude is not passable now. I don't feel I mean, I'm sure like there's people listening who are like, oh, you haven't met my dad.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But I feel like it's less frequent.
Well, it's kind of like dogs, where it's like, yeah, they were wolves.
Yeah,
and then like slowly. Not every man is a Pomeranian,
right?
But like even a bulldog now, or even a pit bull now, is like not what it used to be. You know what I mean? It's like that's kind of how I see it, because it's like every foreign dad that what you're describing is just a very turned up version of most foreign dads that I know.
Yeah,
you know, where it's like it's just slowly we're putting some humanity into these people, because all those people were even if they weren't sociopaths, they probably had. Think about how atrocious their fucking lives were.
That's what I always think about. We talk like Christina talks about her parents and grandparents and like, you know, all their shortcomings and what was normal to them. I'm like, yeah, but what was his fucking childhood like?
I know.
That must have been fucking horrific.
Totally.
Mean, their dad was like, yeah, we, you know, find dead soldiers and just play with their bullets that were falling. You're like, yeah, that's what he did when you went to the fucking mall. Yeah,
right, you know, right. Like, that was his mall.
Yeah.
It was like the mass grave. You would pick through the mass grave to find cool shit.
He didn't understand, she told me this, that people have their dogs indoors here.
Yeah, that's a big...
That was a big one.
That's a big
but they had
thing.
A Maltese. Like, that's a fucking...
Yeah.
That's a cute little lap dog.
And they just put it outside.
And like it was like his second wife that was like, let's bring it. He's like, the dog?
Yeah.
The dog stays outside.
I got a little villager brain in that sense too, where I'm like, I like dogs.
Yeah.
I've never had one because I'm always traveling and I do want one at some point, but the idea that a dog would be in my bed actually fucks me up.
Really?
Like, I really think like...
I think that that's...
The couch is one thing. The bed.
I think that, it's what you're like... To me, it's normal because...
Of course.
I grew up with
it. No, most people, most of my friends who have dogs...
I get it.
It's not even... They would hear me say that and be like, you're a monster.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a fucking animal.
That's like, exactly... Like, that's villager like, thoughts.
I know, it is.
Yeah.
Like, my mom... It's so funny. My parents found this adorable little dog, right?
Yeah.
Just found it. She's strolling the streets of Baltimore, a little Shih Tzu. We thought it was a baby. They took it to the vet finally and, like, to check if, you know, it had a chip. No owner, no nothing. Apparently, it was just, like, a fucking turned out, like, street whore. Like, our little cute... We thought it was this little baby. The vet's like, take a look at her nipples. They're just, like, dangling. Like, this thing was, like... It's already, like, 10 years old, right? But she's so cute and little. And they took her to the vet, and they were like, hey... we noticed something with her heart, like her heart has a problem. And they were like, we could do this test. Test will be $200. But if it comes back negative, she's good. If it comes back positive, she's going to need a $3,000 operation. And my mom was like, don't do the test. My mom was like, either she's got it or she don't.
Yeah.
She ain't getting a fucking operation.
Sure,
sure. It was like, I'm not. My mom loves this dog.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
They still have it?
Still have it. She's still going good. She's fine. But it's like, it's not like the dog doesn't matter to her. It's just like, well, if my car needed $50,000 in repairs and it cost $20,000, why would I do that?
Yeah, you know,
it's just
like
a dog is not worth thousands of dollars.
That's also...
It doesn't even compute.
That's also very foreign parent, right?
Yes,
because like,
totally.
Americans will be like, I'm just doing this knee replacement on my dog. It's 15 grand. Like, I got,
Even and, I am like, come on, it's a fucking dog. It's a fucking, give it some fucking extra food. Let it get fat and like, you know, whatever, hang out.
Yeah.
Feed it whatever the fuck it wants. Let it go out easy. But fucking knee replacement. I can't do that. Like when people cook food for their dogs, I'm like,
oh yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
We picked up a dog one time, like where we got it from this, breeder. We also had a rescue.
We
got one from a
breeder. It evens out.
And when we picked it up, they gave us a laminated thing. And I was like,
fuck,
what is
that,
this?
Dude.
And they were like, this is like what she eats. And I'm reading. I was thinking like, I grew up with like, here's dog food.
And so she was like,
in the mornings, you know, I'd scramble some eggs. I'd dice up this stuff. And I was like,
scramble
what?
Scramble eggs.
And then she was like, and then in the evening or for that other meal, I mince chicken.
Insanity.
And I throw in, and I was like, I'm glad you, thank you for printing this out for me.
Yeah, I
will follow this to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that was crazy.
That's insane.
But there's a lot of people that they're like, yeah, of course you do that.
That's
like,
crazy to me. I mean, yeah. My brother, they just got an awesome dog, but he's actually, what he's doing, I respect even more because he won't feed it. It's going back to its roots where he just throws it fucking chicken feet.
Oh, yeah.
And he just throws it meat. It's like, yeah. It's a fucking dog.
Bones, yeah, yeah,
yeah. And she's like, she likes that. And that is actually probably healthier for a dog.
Probably.
You know what I mean? And she's cool. I mean, she doesn't go outside, but.
The best feeling in the world, though, is when you have a dog and you have like a bone from a T-bone.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of fat on it and there's still some meat chunks. And you just see the dog's like a crackhead. It's like starting to shake.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And then you go, here you go. And they're like, ah, and they just lose their minds.
Yeah.
And they end up just licking the bone.
Dude, if you send me that bone, I'd lose my mind. I'm sucking off a bone.
Oh, yeah. I've done it in restaurants too.
Me
you know, because they're like, this is not proper. I'm like, this bone is getting picked up.
This fucking steak was $100. You don't think I'm sucking off every fucking piece of
Absolutely.
It? It's like, yeah, I have money now. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Like that I've had any money, so I'm sucking off the steak. 100%. It's not even close.
I do not
That's
respect.
The best part.
The best part is the bone.
The best part. It's a fucking steak.
And it's all like,
let's eat it with our hands.
Like kind of grilled crisp, you know? Like
the crispiness.
And you.
Dude, I've fucking cracked the bone and been like, inside.
The fat coming out of
fucking
it.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. We can go to get a steak right
My
now.
My dick's getting hard. I know, just talking dude. About this.
I'm down. I'm down for a fucking ribeye right now.
Oh, dude, I'm a ribeye boy, no question about it. I need my shit fatty as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't give me a filet. I'll spit in your eye if you serve me a filet. I need that shit marbled.
It's got to have, I mean, at least get me a New York strip.
Minimum. And I'm like, okay. You give me your strip, I'm like, fine, all right.
But a bone-in ribeye? Dude, come on, man.
I need it fatty as fuck. And by the way, it wrecks my body.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat that much. I know. I wake up, I go to bed after a big steak dinner, and I'm like, I will be up at 3 a.m. taking the worst shit of my life. I will be scared. I will be like, is this it? I will be hot. Hot as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I will be like, did somebody poison me? Like, the last three ribeyes I've had.
Consistently, yeah.
No, it's, at first I was like, wow, that restaurant, I went to a fancy restaurant. It poisoned me. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I was like, maybe it was the 60 ounces of meat plus appetizers.
It's
plus,
so much
like,
food.
Dude, yeah.
It's so much food, dude.
It's crazy. It's when so
I
fucked
have,
up.
When I have a fatty steak,
yeah,
within 3 hours, I start farting.
Oh, yeah.
But a type of fart that it does smell like someone is going to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Soon. Like it's
yes,
not,
yes, yes.
It's a rotten specific.
Your insides are starting
like,
to rot.
And I'm like, oh, that's what beef does to me.
It's
like,
fucked up.
It literally, it smells like a mixture of like chemical.
Yep.
And it smells rotten.
Yeah. When you take a shit and it's green and you're like, I haven't had a vegetable in 2 weeks. How did this happen?
Yeah.
It's like just fucking, it looks like those shits babies take.
Yeah.
Where it's just green goo.
By the way, when you eat, you know, I've been like, for years, steakhouse is just like, well, what's the biggest, fattiest thing on the menu? Always.
Yep.
And you find out that like you're supposed to have like 6 ounces of beef.
Oh, dude, I know.
And you're like, oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you been having? I'm like, I don't know, 22 ounces?
Whatever they serve. Yeah. Whatever the most fucked up thing is.
And they have like those steakhouses, they're like, this is for two. This is a 64. And you're like, oh,
we'll see about that. Yeah. It's for two. It's for me and a woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you think the ratio is on that? I'm like, hey, babe, want to split this? And it's like, you know.
This place, by the way, I know because you live in New York.
Yeah.
You have great, but like this town has great steakhouses.
I know. Every time I come, I try and have one steak.
Yeah, you should try the dip because there's so many good spots here.
Yeah. I really should. The last time, I think I came here when there was some kind of fucking dickhead like tech conference.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like, no, all the good ones were like taken up by guys who probably were going to just eat fucking greens anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing that pissed me off. It's like a bunch of guys from San Francisco took all the fucking steak houses. Like, let me get in there.
Let me
They're
get
not
going
to enjoy this. And I went to, but I still had a great meal. I was like, what's available? And then I saw Vince Young Steakhouse. I was like, Vince is my guy.
Vince is a good guy.
He's the fucking man.
He's the man.
Let's go. Had a great steak. Delicious. The apps were incredible. That was when I was like, When I was that was the third in a row one of those shits that I took. Yeah. The 3 a.m. overheated, like, but you know, like begging God for forgiveness while I'm shitting. All my clothes are off. I have to lay my fat stomach on the cold tub to just chill out for a second. And then I was like, Vince wouldn't do this to me. This is a me problem.
This is not on the fucking Vince. Yo.
A Heisman winner would never treat me like this.
Never treat you like that. No. Well, I'll make you a list of places to try here.
Please. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, did Reggie Bush win that year? I don't remember. Was that the same year?
Same year? Because
that was a great year of college football, but I don't. I think because
Reggie
won
obviously won one, and then they took. But
let's do some fucking producing in here, you motherfuckers.
05.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. That's I'm used to yelling at my Albanian eldest.
Wow. And so he was the runner up the year that Reggie won.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great year of college football, man.
Oh my God.
That was fucking incredible.
I think people, right, even now sometimes kind of overlook how fucking crazy Reggie Bush was.
Insane. And fucked Kim Kardashian when that was still new and cool to do. Yeah. One of the fresh ones in there. And it was like, whoa. He's
a first rounder multiple times. Yeah.
I think that was right after, Ray J. Yeah. Which barely counts. Right. You know what I mean? I think Reggie was her first foray into like celebrity black dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it was only upwards and onwards from there.
Oh, yeah.
She was a rocket ship.
Big time blacks after that.
She was climbing the giant, the totem pole.
Yeah.
And got to Kanye and then, you know, turned his brain to mush, unfortunately.
Fucking, yeah, that pussy must be crazy.
Oh, my God. I wonder about that. Yeah. I wonder if it's like pussy plus psychological torture. Because there's something. They're geniuses, but they're evil, the Kardashians. There's no way around it. You know, I don't know what happened. I mean, Kanye was already an unstable person, obviously. Like, and sometimes I do feel like that level of talent has to come with an off brain. Like, a brain shouldn't be that good at music.
Right.
And so something.
Because, like, his production is
it's insane.
It's wacky. Like, wacky in that, like, you're not supposed to, your brain's not supposed to be able to cook all that up. It's insane. And that has to come at a price. That you're hearing those sounds in your head.
Yeah.
You're hearing other shit in your head too, man.
And like, have you heard him describe how he views music or how he listens to music? It's like he sees it. He sees songs. He's talked about it where it's like different things are like, it's a visual representation in his head. And it's like fascinating, but I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You're up against some weaponized Armenian pussy.
Yeah.
That brain has no chance. That brain has no chance. Like, the Kardashians really are like, that's an American success story, much like the original Segura.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's like, those Kardashians have smashed some dudes' brains in with those pussies. Like, guys have just melted down.
Yeah. It must be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny when you think of, like, she was, because like that, the whole Chris Humphries, where she just kind of like married a guy because
it was like a TV special.
And she, I remember, because I'm a huge hoops guy, and there was like a list of guys she was considering, like it was like, you know, filling the Daily Show or whatever, where she was like, had to play in a major market, preferably New York. And it was like, they literally tried to go after Danilo Gallinari, and he was just like, wait, what the fuck is this? You're trying to like marry me?
Really?
Yeah. That's something I read on the internet
and
7 years ago.
But I don't know if this is true or not, but I remember them, like, you know, he wasn't obviously like a superstar.
No, he was not. He was just like a journeyman.
Yeah, but I remember him, like, he bought her a ring.
Yeah.
They were like, this is like a substantial sum of money for this guy.
For
who's
sure.
like, yeah, but I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't want to be married to you.
Yeah, I think she was just like, we need, I think it was literally like a production meeting for that season of The Kardashians. It's like, Kim's story is kind of light.
Yeah,
can we get a marriage in here?
Marry, like,
athlete marriage,
NBA player, or something like that. Something
yeah,
6'10".
Yeah,
like
yeah, just tall guy.
But
shout out to Chris Humphries.
Yeah,
he had no business in there.
No,
you know what I mean. It was just
he
like,
got in there.
He got in there.
Yeah, good
salute to him.
Good for you, man.
Good for you, brother. And he played in the league after that. You know, good guy.
It's a good story.
Good story. That's a fun little story to bring out for the rest of your life. I was,
because there's a lot of people who, let's be fair,
or
meet that guy.
Marriages.
But I'm saying that meet that guy and they're like, I don't know who this is.
Of course.
You know, like,
totally.
They don't recognize them.
Totally.
Some of them, like, you know, if you're deep Hooper, you go like, oh, but like everyone outside of that is going to be like, you're tall. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah,
and he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ah, you know.
Yeah, they'll ask him because he's tall, did you play basketball? Did you get that? Mm-hmm. And he's like, not only did I play basketball.
You want to hear some wild shit?
But because I was signed to the Brooklyn Nets when Kim Kardashian was looking for some 6'8 and over cock, I was married to her for however long it was.
12 days.
Yeah.
And yeah, I smashed. It was pretty great. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice little benefit.
That is a cool story for that guy.
I'd love to be in a sham Hollywood marriage, you know? Those
dude, let's
set
you up. Who should we get you?
I'm open, dude.
Yeah.
Who would pair nice with a big fat party animal?
Yeah.
Or so, you know who I'd be great for is like somebody who's like doing like a wellness thing mm-hmm. and she turns my life around.
Oh.
You know, turns me from Chris Pratt, like makes me Christian.
That can happen,
turns
bro.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That top
puts
shelf
me in
stuff
some kind of cult. Yeah. And I'm like, I just, it's incredible. I can't believe how I was living before.
You get that out of this world puss,
yeah,
you'll start changing your life.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like not Scientology, just, that's a little passe at this point.
Yeah.
Scientology adjacent. Or sure. Like, it seems like a cool Christian, like Justin Bieber's like pastor.
Yeah.
So like a cool Christian
like cool
type
spiritual.
Of guy.
It's not spiritual, too.
But ultimately,
Christian.
When you do the math, yeah, it's yeah. Christian.
Right,
although,
right.
You know what? It'd be fun.
They dress it up. Yeah.
Muslim, Islam. Let's get in there. Let's that no one's really done it. No one's really done it.
Now you're talking.
Now we're talking, bro.
Now we got a pitch.
Who do we got?
The
Hadid, the Bella and Gigi Hadid. But I feel like, yeah, they're the only ones I can think of.
Are they
of.
Muslim?
Yeah, Palestinian.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, just some like look. We don't have to do it now. We don't have to solve it now.
Right.
But I also like.
What is? By the way, what's the top shelf Muslim puss out right now? Who's
Google that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mia Khalifa.
Oh, yeah.
That's
who's
not,
this?
I mean, I've never heard of Sophia.
Sophia Boutella. Yeah, but she's.
These look like.
Oof.
Are these pornography?
That's definitely.
Anissa Kate.
That's porn.
Algeria, that's cool.
There's Gigi, like you said.
Yep.
Golshifete
Farahani. Isabella Gianni. I don't know.
Leila Bekhiti.
This is awesome podcasting because that's just looking at girls. Like,
yeah.
I might want to fuck.
Yeah.
Let's get my agent on the phone, on the horn.
Well, look, man.
Goals.
Here's
I
the
mean,
thing.
I can do this for a while.
I mean,
just
here's
looking
the thing.
At chicks I'd like to fuck potentially.
There's a lot of beautiful women on this list.
There's a lot.
I don't know hardly any of them, though.
Right.
And that's what the real work is on this pitch.
Right, right.
Is that it can't just be a beautiful Muslim woman.
Right.
She's got to be known.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be kind of like a let's buy low on both of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
So, and let's kind of get some. And then maybe, like, I cheat with somebody famous.
Oh.
And it kind of brings up both our Q ratings.
There you go.
You know, it's like, oh, she had him. You know, I'd have to lose a bunch of weight, and I have to gain it all back and have a relapse and fuck, like, you know, Doja Cat or something.
Sure.
You know what
sure.
I mean? And
it would, sure.
It would have to, and then she would be like, I can't believe he betrayed me. And she would get like the big, you know, the Jennifer Aniston bump after Angelina and Brad Pitt happened, where she was like, you know, and then I would be such a piece of shit. But then that would be good for my stand up because now everybody's waiting for my
your story
after he fucked up. He's a fat again.
Yeah.
I mean, this is perfect.
Dude, you just laid it out.
Let's get the Illuminati. If you're listening, I've been trying. I've been trying to get in.
The plan is in place. We just need help executing.
We just need. Yeah. I laid it all out.
Yeah.
Somebody reach out to a
I'd love to suck on a nice tan nipple.
Oh yeah.
You know
have you hooked
mean?
Up with Greek girls?
Not really, only one actually, weirdly.
Was it in Greece or here?
Here. Yeah. But I mean, the older I get, the more I'm like, damn, it matters. I kind of want, because it's like, you know, I'm 34 and my whole life has just been trying to get successful in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I've done it. If I don't get any more successful than this, I'm happy, bro. This
you
is
have
fucking
a great
sick.
Life.
Like this
yeah.
life rules. I'm solid. I don't want to like. So now I'm like, well, then maybe I should like be a human being
mm-hmm.
instead of because you see people that just like really want to
just chase the thing,
and that's crazy. Like I don't want to do. I want
a
soul.
You have a
right?
good
like,
instinct. Yeah.
I feel like it's drained a lot out of me. Like you know, just the last couple of years have been awesome. I've done a lot of cool shit, but I'm like, let me just be a human being. And now that I'm like, I think I should try being in a serious relationship, whatever. Part of me is like, I guess, and I have friends that I'm at the age where friends are having kids and getting married finally.
Yeah, this
and
is
so,
the age. Yeah, this,
and so I'm like, damn, I think it would be, it would be cool if we shared some cult. Like, I kind of would like it to her
culture,
some cultural overlap. The dream would be like, maybe half Greek, maybe, or even like even cooler would be like an like immigrants to Greece.
Yeah.
So somebody who's like Asian or African that speaks fluent Greek.
Oh yeah.
But then like, so we share, there's just enough overlap, but I don't want to bring another white person into this world.
I think you're
great.
You
know what I mean? Let's get it. That's enough of us already.
Such a good instinct. You know, I think the plan should be we hook up with this Muslim chick.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And then you go, I'm going to visit family. You go back to Greece.
Now we're talking.
You hook up.
A village
and
bitch.
And she's like, Mahalika. She gets mad at you. And then you are like, this is who I'm meant to be.
I'm sorry.
So the love of your life really is the Greek girl.
It is a little, like kind of stick with your own. You know what I mean? That's my one issue. So if she could be a foreign Greek,
okay,
it would soften it. Because it feels a little like the message to take away is, look, hey, we're going to try and...
You've seen how prisons operate, right?
Yeah.
You eat with your own kind. That's how you survive. Let's just say it's fair, okay?
Not
a lot of mixing it up on the inside.
No, there isn't. You're right. But I would, you know, we're on the outside, so I think I would like to be a little more sexually progressive. But look, all of this is up for debate. Contact me and Tom. We'll get this figured out.
Feel free to reach out to me. I will vet your pussy.
Yeah. You get 10% of the pussy. Yeah. You're my pussy manager.
I'll let them know who's worth reaching out to. Okay. Don't forget to watch Fat Rascal. Out now on Netflix. Yeah. Congratulations, bro. Very happy
thank
for you.
Dude.
Very happy
really
for all your success.
It. Thanks for having me.
And thank you again for doing the bit for us. 69
it's so
minutes.
Funny. Go watch that, guys. It's
go check
awesome.
It out. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.